First, Wisconsin clocked 460 new cases of COVID-19 on May 1st. That's a record number for the state since it began tracking the disease. But the number of new cases confirmed each day isn't the only metric that state officials look at as they decide how and when to relax public health guidelines. They're also looking at how it compares to the number of tests that come back negative. And that could change the picture of the severity of the virus here in Wisconsin. A new report from WisConText sorts out the different numbers and what they mean. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. His newest piece is What Wisconsin's Shifting COVID-19 Numbers Show as Testing Broadens. You can find that at wiscontext.org. Will, welcome back to the show.
Howdy, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's look at that number, kind of the one of the big numbers we look at every day when they announce it here in the state. How many new positive COVID-19 tests there are in the state? And when that number goes up, it initially looks like a bad thing. Obviously, more cases is bad, but it's more complicated than that, as you write. Can you tell us why?
Yeah. So you're right. Any time that there's an increase in numbers, especially if it's a big one or bigger than it's been in the past, can be kind of reason to pause for a second and wonder what's going on. So the number of new cases is that's reported every day is important to keep track of, A, just to know what's going on in the state in terms of the COVID-19 outbreak, but B, because it can help us understand whether the outbreak is accelerating or whether efforts to flatten the curve are working. So if it's a big increase over several days, maybe the outbreak is accelerating. If the increases seem to be slowing down, maybe we're flattening the curve and infections are slowing. But the state also provides this data on a county-by-county basis, so we can drill a little bit deeper, too, and look at the dynamics of outbreaks in individual counties and, at some level, communities. We're also interested, as state health officials are interested in, and a lot of people everywhere are interested in, the number of cases there are in relation to the number of tests that are conducted. And we're especially interested in this as testing expands, because you listeners may have wondered, as we expand testing in the state, we're likely to find more cases, right? Well, that's true, but it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Right, because at the outset, when there were limited numbers of tests and limited capacity to process those tests, we were testing, and it made sense. People who we knew had some kind of exposure or who had symptoms that really matched COVID-19, so those would be the most likely people to test positive. And now as we test more people, that part of the story is going to change, right?
Exactly. I talked to an epidemiologist who described this whole issue kind of in terms of supply and demand and resources. And he said that at the beginning of an outbreak, Wisconsin, like pretty much everywhere in the United States, was dealing with really limited resources in terms of testing. So therefore, state health officials and healthcare providers had to be efficient in doling out those resources. So they did so by limiting who could be tested, as you said, to those kind of really high-risk individuals, or people who are hospitalized with serious symptoms, or others who maybe had come in contact with someone with a known infection. But as those resources have developed, as the state has ramped up its capacity to provide testing, the number of people who are able to get tested has really broadened quite significantly, from those who are hospitalized with serious illness to now in a number of counties, and it's expanding around the state, you can go to a drive-through testing clinic with any type of symptom, whether it's mild or severe, and get tested for COVID-19.
So where are we now when it comes to the number of tests? I know not quite where the state government wants to be, but have we seen a pretty significant increase in the number of tests out there?
We have, yeah. I'm looking at the data right now, and for a while, through most of April, the state was providing results for anywhere between 1,000 to maybe 2,500 tests, give or take several hundred. And just today, the state released results for more than 4,000 tests, which is actually the highest number of test results we've gotten on any given day. So that capacity really has ramped up a lot. And the a key metric, kind of the whole point of this reporting that I've been doing, is as testing increases, state health officials are hopeful that the proportion of tests that come back positive, that's what's known as the test positivity rate, goes down, because that could indicate that the state is getting a better handle on the outbreak. Whereas before, when resources were super limited, they might expect to find that the proportion of tests that were coming back positive was much higher, which it was. It wasn't significantly higher than it is now or has been lately, but it definitely was higher earlier in the outbreak when testing was limited to the sicker and more high-risk individuals.
Talking to Will Cushman, associate editor of WisContext, about his new reporting on COVID-19 testing here in Wisconsin, trends, and what the numbers mean and why sometimes it might be more complicated than the raw numbers might look in the first place. Will, let's pick up on what you were just talking about there, those trends. Really, in the scope of things, we haven't been at this that long a time. That said, are we seeing significant trends on that test positivity rate, the number of tests that come back positive relevant to the number of tests we actually do?
You're right, Rob. We haven't been tracking this for very long. And what I can tell you is that the trends so far don't seem to be super indicative of where the outbreak may be going in Wisconsin. The test positivity rate in the state has hovered. It fluctuates daily based on the different test results that are coming in, but it's generally hovered around 10% lately, which is actually a target that the White House has set for states when they're thinking about kind of easing some public health orders like the Safer at Home order in Wisconsin. But state health officials want to see that test positivity rate go down even more, and they want to see it go down over a two-week period. Now, that doesn't have to be 14 consecutive days of declines in the test positivity rate, but they want to see a general trend over 2 weeks. And right now, they're seeing a general trend with a slight increase in that rate, or at least that's what they were seeing a day or two ago. So it seems that we're going to be waiting a little bit longer to see if that trajectory starts going down.
As you mentioned, Will, you talked to some epidemiologists, and we have talked to them on this show as well. It sounds like a difficult task for them, taking this ever-changing landscape where they're getting differing amounts of data and then trying to figure out how to make sense of it to spot these trends. Easier said than done, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely easier said than done, for sure. I talked to a few epidemiologists who are involved in advising the response of city and county officials in Milwaukee, and they said that they have like an army of biostatisticians and epidemiologists crunching numbers to try to help inform the public health decisions being made there in Milwaukee County. And I know it's the same thing going on at the state as well as with a number of other local health departments. But yeah, there's really a lot of data to get through, and it's quite nuanced. And it's even like these trends that we're seeing can be different depending on the scope of the geographic area that you look at, which makes sense. So the statewide trends might be different than the trends in any given locality. For instance, today I just did a little bit of number crunching myself, and I found that the test positivity rates in a few different communities, large communities with fairly significant outbreaks so far in the state, were wildly different today. So that's the number of tests that came back positive as a proportion of the total number of tests. For instance, in Brown County, where there's been that large outbreak ongoing at meatpacking plants and elsewhere in the community, the number of tests that came back positive today in Brown County Brown County was 25%. So that's quite high, and that's worrying. Whereas in Milwaukee, it's a little bit lower. It was at 18.9%. And then in Dane County, where there's really been a slowdown in new cases, the test positivity rate today was 0.6%. So that, I think, gives you a good sense of how the outbreak is so varying around the state right now.
Will, as we wrap up, I know you are always hustling to try to get a handle on this story. What do you have your eye on next?
I am really interested in contact tracing. I think a lot of people are going to be really interested in that as Wisconsin starts to ease some public health restrictions over the coming weeks and months. Contact tracing is going to become really, really important. So I want to know how Wisconsin is going to go about doing that.
Are we seeing much effort toward that? I know I've seen stats like trying to hire 1,000 contact tracers or something like that. Do you know what efforts are in the works?
Yeah, I know that they're trying to hire, as you said, 1,000 contact tracers. That's going to be, I know they're hiring, they're taking applications from anywhere. My understanding is that there may be some state employees who are also reassigned to do contact tracing for a while. And I'm also really interested in potential data-driven approaches to contact tracing and whether the state might get involved in any types of opt-in location tracking apps that can help with contact tracing. That'll be really interesting.
Will, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you, Rob.
Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. His latest piece looks at the latest testing data and what it shows us about the spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin. You can find that report and a lot more at wiscontext.org.